Joining us on the reverse stick today is David Navarro, a Costa Rican national team player, and he's fresh from the hockey series open in Salamanca, Mexico. David, thank you so much for joining us on the reverse stick.
Thank you. This is a great opportunity for me.
Now, you've just returned home from the hockey series open. That home is Costa Rica. Can you tell us how you got into playing hockey?
Well, in my high school, they start giving hockey like a new sport for some time. But it started for just for girls. So my girlfriend got there, and she was called for the national team. Or at least they said that. But when they arrived to the team, they were almost the first. So some months later, she told me to go to practice and try something new. And I went, and I love it. I don't know how, but I played, I can say, good. So I like it, and I went to the other train. So it was like a new hobby, and then it started like a real practice and a discipline for me.
So how long have you been playing?
Let's say, counting all my history, it's like 8 years.
So you say you turn up to practice. What does practice look like? Is there one central club, one central pitch? What happened when you went to that first session?
Yeah, well, it was like a club practice, let's say. We were in a, let's say it's a soccer field, but artificial. And it was very short, actually. It was to play soccer, but for 5 players, that it's very common here. And there was like, let's say, I don't know, maybe 15 people. And well, we start playing with the pass and some shoots and some ideas that our training had. And at the end of the training, we also had a little game, one team against the other, to practice always. And when you are starting the sport, you always want to play against someone. So you start on understanding the game in that way.
I've seen the picture from the Facebook page of Costa Rican hockey, I think of that actual soccer pitch you mentioned. Do you get to play on full-size field? Is there a full-size AstroTurf available?
No, actually, we have not a real field to play. It's not very easy to get it, but well, for this tournament that we have to use a stadium, a soccer stadium. We have to pay for that for 2 hours and a half, and we have to practice all that we need there and try to use all the space that we should have in a real tournament like we have in the Hockey Series Open.
Yeah, so that's is that on a grass field?
Yes, that is artificial grass.
So what's the club setup look like in Costa Rica? How many teams are playing, and do you get to play regular competitions against each other?
Well, to be honest, our national federation, is very new compared to other federations and the capital of the economy that others have. So we are pretty small, actually. The national tournament, it's something that have to be real for us. So we started the last year with some tournaments. So we divide some of the players we have in some teams. Actually, even if they are in the same city, they are in different clubs. We start the national league, let's say. So we had like, for men, we had like four teams, maybe.
Uh-huh.
The same for the women.
With your national team, that's picked from those four club sides that play? So the people come from all over?
Yes, exactly. Well, not all the country can get these players to the national team, because there are some places. We are trying to expand the sport and to be more, of course, but we get the players from all the places that we have hockey. This time we had like, I don't know, 6 or 7 new players in tournament, even when we have been in other tournaments, even when it wasn't about field hockey, but this time there was their first tournament for like, yeah, 6 or 7 players maybe.
And of course also the Hockey Series Open, this is your first major 11-a-side tournament for the national team?
Exactly. It's our first field hockey tournament and our first time in a field like that. We didn't know it, actually.
And you obviously found there was lots more space than you were used to.
Yeah, we love it, actually. It was, well, you know how, I don't know if you know the grass, the artificial grass, but it's very difficult, the ball, to roll there. So when you hit the ball or you make any technical move, it's very different when you do it than when you do it in the real grass, like the field hockey.
Yes, yeah, so no, I know.
It was, well, we practiced with more force than we really need. So when we get to the real field, we can shoot the ball or we can hit it with good speed and good force. So at the end, it was good for us to practice in some grass like that.
Yeah, I bet. Now, you played some hockey fives before as a national team, though?
Yeah, exactly. We went to the Central American tournament that we're in last December. We get to the finals, and there we lost the team, so yeah, we lost the game. So we get the silver one for us, but still it was a very good result, even when we won off.
Now, this was obviously, like I mentioned before, a historic moment for Costa Rican hockey to go and take part in the Hockey Series Open. How did you find the experience?
Well, it was very different to the other tournaments that we have done, because we're first. It was like the second time that we played fight, because there was a, let's say it was a test 6 months before, but it was for the same tournament, so it was like the same. Before that, we played indoor hockey. It was very different because the ball can never be in the air, so that's very different with the tables around all the field.
Yes.
It makes the game very, very fast. You have to be in a very good physical way to make all the, I don't know, the time that you will be in the field or wherever you're trying to say.
So you played against USA, Mexico, no, USA ranked 26 in the world, Mexico 39, had a couple of big losses against those guys, but then you were much closer to Puerto Rico and Panama. Now, of course, they have FIH rankings, and Costa Rica are yet to have an official FIH ranking. How did you find the games against, particularly against the USA, who are obviously a lot more experienced?
Well, yeah, a lot more experience, I would say. But when we knew that our rivals would be Mexico, USA, in Puerto Rico, it was very exciting for us because they have a lot of more experience than we do, because we have none. And we take it like a way to learn a lot, and that was our main objective, actually, because if we learn, then we can be here in Costa Rica and practice with that and be better. Be better players. Then we said, let's against these teams. Let's see what happened. Let's them see what we have practiced in our defense, because we have to respect that they have a lot more gears and resources than we have. So it's not a secret that they will be winning this past game or the next one, and maybe other more five or more games. But even respecting that, we have practiced a lot and we have made many sacrifices to get to the tournament. So we said, let's do it, man. We can defend all that we have practiced. So we'll try to complicate all their game. And I think even when you can see the score, the final score, and you said, well, that's a lot of goals. It happened that the other teams that have more experience than we do, they receive more in one game. So when you are a team with so little experience, we have to put little objectives, and we can central on that, and that's the way you can grow, and that's how we take it.
So you mentioned the learning experience. What would you say is one key thing that the squad has taken away from the tournament?
Well, we learn a lot in the real game when it was happening. You have to mark the people. You have to do it all the game. You have to be with them, and they have moves that we have never practiced or we never use, because we didn't know that maybe we shouldn't have an attack all the game, or maybe we couldn't pass the middle of the field. And well, for other tournaments, maybe we can use some of their moves that they can change. They screen to the other player, hey man, let's switch, wait, hold right now, and they run to the other place and in order enter to the area, the main area. And well, for me, I am a defense one, so it was crazy, but well, I learned a lot.
Yeah, I bet they got you moving. Now, will you have future games on 11-a-side format coming up so you can continue to practice the format?
Well, actually, when the tournament ends, we start talking about that, because, well, the Hockey Series Open is 2 years, and 2 years. So we said we can stop practicing this kind of hockey, the new hockey for us and the real hockey, for 2 years. So we have talked a little, even when we just arrived in Costa Rica yesterday, and we all trying to practice at least one or two times a month to start.
Uh-huh.
in a field that can let us practice in a bigger area, like in the stadium. We have been with the girls too in the stadium, so we are trying to get there. Yeah, let's hope two at least for a month, and then in the Central American part, they have talking about the next. Well, we have a tournament in November that will be 5, and for the next one, they are saying that should be only for 11. So we can be more prepared for the next tournament, the real one, when we have rivals like USA, Mexico, I don't know who else can be, Jamaica, and we can be more prepared and we can make a better role.
Yeah, I think it doesn't matter what level of the game you play, you're only ever going to get better by playing more games, and that, you know, that's the key. So the more you can do that, the better it's going to be.
Yeah, that's the idea.
And I also see as well on the ages of some of your guys there, you had some 15-year-olds in the team?
We had two players, I think. They have 15. Actually, when we end the USA. I was talking with a 20 years old player of the USA, and he said they had also younger players. They had one that had 16 and another of 19. So we try to learn from that and to pass of the learning to the players that the younger players that we had and the younger players that stay here in Costa Rica, so they can be greater when we get to another tournament.
Yeah, I think it's fantastic to get the exposure into the kids there, particularly with such a small program. So what are your hopes for the future for club hockey in Costa Rica and then also the national team in Costa Rica for men?
Well, in the part of the clubs, we expect to grow in the kind of the clubs we have, all the structure we have, actually, because we need more structure for the clubs, the preparation, also we are trying to, like I said, to expand the sport, so maybe we can have a more real national tournament. And for the national team, the idea is to get to all over the 11 field hockey, the Rio, the Olympic one sport, so we can get to the greater tournaments, and we can practice and be better. I don't know, maybe someday we can be the first one in some tournament like this and qualify to another one.
We talk a lot on the show about growing the game, and everybody's got to start somewhere. So I think it's fantastic the moves that you're making there, and incredible that you can get a team to a competition like the Hockey Series Open.
Yeah, I think it was an objective that the politicians had before, our hockey politicians. Well, we make it. Now we are in the ranking, in the world ranking. At least we appear there. Now we have to be nearest than the one we want to be better and to be increasing our level. But no, we will see what can happen.
David, we're certainly going to be keeping a very keen eye on the progress of Costa Rican hockey on the reverse stick, and we wish you every success in building the game and growing the game there. And thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you. This is a great opportunity for us to make the people know that we are really working. We are trying to be better, and well, maybe other people in other countries they will hear about us in the near future. And thank you for the opportunity.
Thanks so much for your time, David.
Bye. Thank you.
Cheers.